Hi, I'm excited you're here. I'll be with you in just a minute. Yay, welcome, come on in. Hi, everybody. Hi, welcome. Okay. One more minute. Be right with you. Hi, can you hear me? Everybody hear me okay? Hi, Kathy. Hi, Barb. Getting a few nods there. Hi, Jackie. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. All right, doing some settings, changing some things. As you guys come in, I need to rename myself. Almost ready. So excited you're here. We're all here to work on urges together, which is incredible. All right, here we are. Welcome. This is the co-planning call on urges and planning for an urge. So if that's what you think you are here to see, you are definitively in the right place. Aloha, Bernadette. Welcome, everybody. So just a little bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you that this is what we call a Brady Bunch call, right? So each of us is on the screen here live right now. You can turn off your camera if you like. You're welcome to do that. And then when we upload to the website, it will be speaker view. So it will just be me. So if you feel like being here in your jammies, you're welcome to, because you will not be seen on the replay. So welcome. All right. If you are a new member, welcome. I want to make sure that you have been focused on the No BS weight loss course. This is your highest priority. And so I want to make sure that you know all calls are in replay. So if you're still working on No BS, that's really the place you want to be. And then you can always see calls after No BS. The No BS weight loss course is foundational. So that. And I assume you also all know that doing your plan is a requirement of being here. And if we all haven't done our plan by now, we still can do it. Thank you so much, Bart. I appreciate it. Okay, here we are. I am Coach Julie. I am a No BS coach that primarily works one-on-one with clients who want to take a more private, focused approach to their weight loss journey or their life journey. I work with clients in all different facets of life, from working through past childhood trauma to taking big ass action in their life, like changing careers or weight loss, or like I did, becoming a competitive stair climber at over 300 pounds, right? I work with the incredible No BS women every day, and it is the greatest gift of my life. So thank you for being here. I just want to remind you that we have, this is our last announcement, we have camp coming. If you are going through life making sure everyone is happy and thinks amazing things about you while you're neglecting your own basic needs and constantly worrying you're not good enough, Transformation Weekend is for you. Corinne will help you change all that by figuring out why these things happen and also change them for you. You'll transform yourself over three powerful days. We're offering both an in-person and virtual option. I attended 3 virtuals in 2020, and I had so much fun, like getting my space set up. I put this little fancy zone in the corner of my office, so I wasn't even just sitting at my work desk. And I really focused on myself, which was really cool. But one of the times I actually couldn't participate on a Friday because I was working, and I jumped in on Saturday, hit the ground running, did Saturday and Sunday, and then like 2 weeks later did the replays. So I just wanted you to know, I myself have done both in-person now and virtual, and it's a profoundly life-altering experience. So I hope if you have signed up, you really get something amazing from it. You're in for a wild, exciting ride. And if you're on the fence, I hope to see you there. So this call is planning for an urges worksheet. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about planning for an urge. We can work on the worksheet together, and then we can raise our hands. There is a button at the bottom of the screen that says reactions, and then you can click raise your hand. Just wait until we've kind of gone through the worksheet some together. And then if you need some support in filling out your planning for the urges worksheet, we can work on it together here with everybody. So let's kind of get started. I have posted the links in the chat to everyone for the planning for the urges worksheet, also successful urges worksheet, and feel the feelings worksheet, right? Because these are all very connected with each other. But let's just talk about urges, overeating in general. Overeating is really just a food habit loop happening in the background of your brain. And the habit brain creates this super subtle, like, desire by design, right? So many of our systems are under control of our habit brain, like our heart beating, our blood pumping, breathing. These are all systems that our body controls with our habit brain, and that's really great. We don't want to take control over them. So I think sometimes we think the habit brain is something bad or that we need to do something about, and sometimes that's true. We are having habits, like having urges and then eating, that we want to make changes on. But there's a lot of good that comes from the habit brain too. And I just want you to know that, so that you know to like welcome creating habits, acknowledging habits you have. And let's talk about habits and overeating. So with overeating, you're thinking and deciding to eat, but it feels automatic, as if there's actually no thought. For most of us. And we know this isn't true, right? Because our brain, our hand, our mouth, and the food are all involved, but the food can't jump from the fridge to our mouth or from the candy jar to our mouth, right? It takes a thought and then a feeling and then the action of eating. So often the last thing that you remember is the feeling you're having, like you're tired or overwhelmed or stressed. And then that feeling is to blame for the overeating, and then you blame your feelings for the overeating, your brain will trigger you to eat, avoiding feeling the feeling, and the trigger to eat is called an urge. So what's an urge? It's a strong desire or impulse, and in this case, for food. So your brain creates this habit loop, right? You have a long, stressful day, so you think your day is long, you feel stressed, and then your brain says, I think you can eat just a little bit more. So you have an urge to eat, and then you eat, your brain is happy, and then thoughts of guilt and feelings come in, and then that whole guilt trip happens. And then the next time you feel stressed, your body will ask you to eat again, and well, then you'll be left with the stressed emotion and no solutions, because food never solves a feeling. It solves hunger only, period. So the first thing to do when you have an urge is remember that you have a choice, right? You think it just happens and that you feel like shit, but you're wrong. You always have a choice. There's always at least 2 options: to strengthen an urge by eating, or to decondition the future urge by saying no now, today. So the urge is going to end one way or another. It's going to end with food, or it's going to end with the word no. And that's going to take approximately 90 seconds, maybe a little longer for some, maybe a little less for others. This is totally normal. Nothing's going wrong. The hard part is that the urge isn't the thoughts. Excuse me. The urge is the thoughts we have about it. It's not the urge doing it. It's what we think about the urge that's the problem. So you want to learn to watch your brain and to identify the subtle thoughts commanding you to eat. So you want to turn up the volume on these thoughts when you're assessing your day and doing a discovery worksheet. Then based on that data, keep or change the thoughts based on how useful they are. Asking yourself the question, how is this thought serving me? And here's a few examples. A little more won't matter, right? We've all said this to ourselves before. It tastes so good. Just a little more. These thoughts seem so true, but they aren't. And the more you hear the thoughts, the more you can steer the conversation into a thought that's more helpful to stay on plan by switching out the thought. And this doesn't have to be some amazing thought, but like with a little more won't matter, reminding yourself more isn't better. When you think this tastes so good, but more doesn't make it taste any better, right? So these are not super exciting, like, wow, I love it thoughts, but they certainly awaken your brain and start the process of you like acknowledging where your brain is at. So the next step is sort of that where we are working today specifically around planning for an urge and how to like bust the urge process. So planning good self-talk and use it during your overeating window, right? So we all have a window. In fact, right now I'm on the West Coast, so it's 3:10 p.m. So you East Coasters who are at 6:10 p.m., this literally could be part of your window or you're going into it. So planning good self-talk, deciding on purpose how you want to think to practice it when the urge happens. Like for example, no, not today. I'm going for a walk around the block. No, not today. I'm going to go turn on my favorite show. No, not today. I need a shower. And then redirecting the kind of hard talk that we have. Urges come up from thoughts about life and food that create stress or overwhelm or anxiety, generally a negative feeling. We want relief from our mind, right? Like, this is my life's biggest problem. I want relief from my thoughts. True relief comes from changing how you think and perceive the world. What you're worrying about, stressing about, doubting about, what are those thoughts and what could you think instead that's easier to think? Like choosing to think on purpose, a thought like, I've survived every hard day. This is just another one. Here I go again. For me, I find humor in like calling myself out and like acknowledging my urges and my thoughts and feelings. So that moment is so powerful. Like, here I go again. I know how to survive a hard day. And then the next thing is to experience the urge using that now process that Corinne teaches in the No BS course in module three. And the link, the links are in the chat. So it's notice, open yourself up to it, and witness it, right? The important thing is that an urge lasts approximately 90 seconds. And what actually physically happens is there's like chemicals of desire are flushed through your body. So for me, that looks like my neck gets a little red. Sometimes like my face gets a little red. I feel warm. The warmth flushes through me. If I close my eyes, I see bright red behind my eyelids. My chest feels really tight and the muscles in my arms feel really tight. right? Like, this is the process of feeling a feeling, and the link is in the chat for that. But I'm describing it for you so you understand what that process is. If I allow myself to just notice and be open to it and witness it like I'm a third party. I sometimes tell my one-on-one clients, imagine you're a drone over your own head and you have the remote control and you're spinning it around your head so you can see what's going on from every direction. That's how I personally picture this. So the next thing that you want to do is reward yourself mentally. Calming, rewarding language while watching the urge. Reminding your habit brain that nothing's going wrong when you're having it. Using calm thoughts, your brain gives yourself this dopamine hit with words instead of food. I sometimes think, look at me mastering this urge. I got this. But when it's a really negative feeling, I've created a visualization for myself where I picture a mom holding her baby who's fussy and she's rubbing her baby's back. And I think of myself like that baby and I can feel the hand on my back just circularly rubbing. Like, it's okay, Julie. You've got this, Julie. You're doing so great, Julie. It's almost over, Julie. I just speak to myself lovingly and I comfort myself in that moment. Sometimes it's a cheerlead and sometimes it's a soft comfort. And it just varies based on the urge. So then the next thing is to do something completely new. What are you going to do? What are you choosing instead of eating? And look, it really needs to be something that's great, right? Like Corinne always gives this example of not washing toilets, because nobody wants to go from having an urge to eat to like, I think I'll wash the toilet, right? So this is not helpful. It's awesome. If you are a toilet washing lover, you can put this on that list. But most of us aren't. For me, it's a favorite TV show. Like, I love the Gilmore Girls. It's a great book. It's some music that I feel really comforted by. I love the Calm app and I love the meditations, the sleep stories, and the music. It's taking a walk and listening to music. Urges are really just part of unwinding eating patterns. So here we are. The planning for an urge worksheet is linked in the chat. I have mine in front of me. Hopefully you all have yours either digitally or physically. I'm going to set a timer and give you 10 minutes to at least do page one. So page one gets you through coming up with three common cues and triggers, and all cues and triggers are our thoughts and feelings. And then it actually, page one goes through step two. Actually, I want you to do page one and then the first little mini paragraph before it says step three. Because step one, step two, and three are on the repeat for your cues and triggers. So pick one cue and trigger you want to focus on the sheet and then go through all of page one and the first part of page two. All right. So it is 3:17, so we'll come back at 3:27. And this would be a great time if any of you want to put on your own music and your own space. I'm choosing to not do that because some of you really like quiet too. But if you get inspired by music, now's your time. So your first step is listing your most common cues and triggers, which are just thoughts and feelings, to eat, then writing about the first one you want to focus on tonight, and then going through step two, and then finishing before you see step three on page two. Thank you. About 4 minutes left. All right, we're just a couple minutes away from wrapping up, completing step one and two of the planning urges worksheet. Has everybody had enough time or do they want to keep writing? A couple people like had enough time, nod or raise your hand. Yeah. Okay. Maybe 10 minutes was slightly too long, I am thinking at this moment. So let's start with some hands. Who wants to go through one of their cues and triggers and we can walk through it here together? If you would like to raise your hand and walk through yours together, click on the smiley face button at the bottom that says reactions, and then raise hand. And we can go through your planning for an urge with your common cues and triggers. And I'll wait and see if someone raises their hand. Ah, there, Michelle. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hi.
Okay, one sec. I'll take my picture down there.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. How are you?
Good. My accountability partner says, I want you to talk to Coach Julie.
Here you are.
I posted something in Facebook today about this. So when I watch TV at night, I have a problem with my snacks. Like, I'm pretty good during the day. I can leave bites at breakfast. Lunch, depending on how hungry I am, I can leave bites. And then I leave a couple bites at dinner. But then when it comes to sitting down and watching TV, I have snacks planned. I don't have as many as when I first started. I just started at the beginning of August. So I'm not planning as many, but I find that I want to eat them all. And even though I may not need them all. So,
yeah. Okay. So let's start with step one. What is your thought and feeling that's happening that's causing you to have an urge for snacks?
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Where are you?
on the planning for an urge worksheet at the top, step one, list your most common cues and triggers, which are cues and triggers are thoughts and feelings. So you're having a thought and a feeling about your snack in front of the TV.
Oh, there it is. Okay. So list your thought. Okay. So it's the second one. So my thought is, well, my husband's eating, so why can't I eat too?
Oh, yeah. So
because he snacks. Well, that's when he does most of his eating is at night because of his sugars and stuff go low. And so he snacks and it's on sugary like chips and stuff like that because he's got to get his sugars up. I know that's not the best way, but you know, so anyways, he snacks a lot at night. And so that's what goes through my head. Well, how come I can't do that?
Okay.
You know,
so that's amazing, right? Like you notice already you're telling yourself part of the story that's unwinding it. So when we were talking about the examples, a little more won't matter. And then I changed it to a little more won't matter, but more isn't better. When you think my husband's eating, so why can't I? What could be a thought that you have that sort of changes that up, that helps you see your brain and like redirect your brain, change that conversation?
See, I have problems with doing this. My thought work isn't the greatest yet.
It's okay. I'll support you. I want you to see if you can come up with one, and then I'll offer one to you too.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that I don't need to snack to enjoy my time with him.
That's a great one.
Like food isn't it's not enhancing my time with him.
Yes. I love that for you. So I totally agree. That is a perfect response. You also might, you mentioned that he specifically eats related to his health. And so if there are facts around that, legitimate like circumstance where he has a health condition and he will eat in response to it.
Yeah.
Then reminding yourself, your husband's eating in response to his health needs and you're not eating in response to your body's needs.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Yep.
Right. So then you're really getting that, like the more you can steer the conversation into a helpful thought that helps you stay on plan, then you kind of go into that busting the urge 5-step process. So then the next thing would be that is deciding to think on purpose. So like, no, not today. Like, I don't need to eat for health reasons tonight. And then I'm going to do XYZ instead. So what is something you would want to do instead?
Right. And I've started this because I noticed that I was doing this extra snacking or wanting to eat all the snacks, like, you know, later, like a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, okay, no, I'm going to just, you know, if I want something, I'm going to have a cup of tea because I have nice herbal teas that I really like. So I'm going to have a nice cup of tea with like one of my snacks, like a little, you know, I don't know, a little, well, I used to do Weight Watchers. So I'm sure there's lots of you guys out there. So I have lots of extra like boxes of Weight Watchers bars or whatever. So it's like just a little, you know, a little bar or whatever. So I'll have my cup of tea and that, you know,
okay.
And
then, okay.
If I want something else, like a, you know, a piece of fruit or something, but it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I've got, you know, you've got the chips and dip, and she said, Corinne says, you can put everything down on there, but then I'm like, I want to eat everything because I put it on there, and my mind's thinking, well, it's on plan, but then the
other part of my brain, Michelle, sorry.
You know, the other part of my brain saying, no, just because you put it there doesn't mean, you know.
Right. So, you know, there's one thing about planning. I want to be super clear. Planning, eating when you're hungry and stopping at satisfied. Okay. But what we're talking about here is an urge to eat to avoid feeling a feeling, right? Hunger is not a factor. And so if you're sitting here with an urge and you're going to tell yourself, no, not today, I'm going to have a cup of tea. That's great. Well, what could you do besides eating? Like, what could you offer yourself that is not food involved?
Oh, okay. Well, I've got those down too. Where do I have those on the next page? Okay. So I like to do jigsaw puzzles. So I can work on one of my jigsaw puzzles, which I was actually doing today. I started a new one. And I had one of those adult coloring books, you know, so I can do that. Take a bubble bath, play Candy Crush on my phone.
Okay. Those are perfect right there. Cause the idea is that you're having an urge for eating related to avoiding a feeling, right? So we want you to practice feeling the feeling and not doing the eating. So let's move on to that redirecting the hard talk, where our brain needs some mind relief, like true relief. And I gave the example of, I've survived every hard day. So what could you tell yourself when you're playing Candy Crush and you are, you know, redirecting your thoughts? What would be like a power, like a hard redirect that's also giving your mind relief from thinking your old habit thoughts?
Well, I wrote down here, is this like what you're talking about for step four? So I wrote down, I'm proud of myself for finding the tools I need to figure this out.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's super great. And reminding yourself that, you know, the idea is to just give yourself a relief, like your brain some relief. And so checking with yourself, does that offer me relief? And then if we're doing the now process, that notice, open, and witness, and then you're rewarding yourself mentally, right? So you've watched the urge and you've done your game, you've reinforced your new habit. You literally now are in a place where celebrating that the urge is just part of unwinding your eating pattern, and you've successfully done that. And I want to show you guys. So my accountability partner, Chrissy Zankas, we've been partners for a couple of years. She and I keep an urge jar. When we successfully sit with an urge, we put $5 in it. It's for a planned trip together or an outing when we see each other at camp or something like that. So that's really fun. And, you know, for those of you who have attended a camp or attending this camp, sometimes I'll play with like one of my swag. So one of the times we had like, if you guys remember that office supply company that has like the easy button, well, we got a Corinne easy button and it has a funny saying. You don't talk like bullshit. You don't eat like bullshit. You don't think like bullshit. You're a no BS woman. And so like that is a way that I will like complete the process. Something for me, I mentioned to you, humor is such a big part of it. And so for me, that kind of just reminds me like, this is what I'm doing here. This doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. So how do you feel about the process going through it here now, Michelle? What do you think?
No, it's good. Like I had already filled this out. I finished the course already.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for raising your hand.
Oh, no problem. Okay. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. So I have April with your hand up. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. So for me, my setting of struggles at work. I get very stressed. And I really had to think about the actual feeling that I feel when things are going on. And I feel like I can't do the work or I'm inadequate. And I also get angry that people are not I work at a front desk. So people are all coming at me at one time and not really understanding I can only do one thing at a time. So I get very overwhelmed and my body tenses up. And that's
okay. So your thought is very specifically, tell me,
I cannot do this. Like, it's just too much.
Okay. I cannot do this. And that feels like what?
I'm failing at my job.
Okay. You feel like you're failing. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Okay. So when you wrote about, you wrote your paragraph, when this happens, one way you can watch the urge is, so I'm right on the sheet just below second question of step two.
I think that when I struggled with, I'm very new. I'm just a couple weeks. So I wasn't really 100% knowing what watching the urge meant.
Yeah. So let's talk about that drone concept. So as you're having an urge, the idea would literally be like, this would be me with my remote control. The drone goes above my head and I'm looking down on myself with no judgment at all. And I'm just observing what happens. Like, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Where do I feel it in my body? And so when you have the thought, I cannot do this, and you feel like you're failing, what do you know? Like, what could you tell yourself instead? And if you go through, like we did with Michelle, that's that first process where, like, a positive, plan a good self-talk, use it during your overeating window. So deciding on purpose how you want to think, right? This is that, no, a little more won't matter. So in your case, it's like, are you actually failing?
No, and I think I have to tell myself I am capable and I do this every day and everybody's happy with my work. And I just have to take one thing at a time the best I can.
Yeah, so when you think I cannot do this, much like when I gave the example, a little more won't matter, and then I changed it to a little more won't matter, but more isn't better. When you think I can't do this, what could you tell yourself instead?
I can do this. Just breathe and get through it. You can do it.
Yeah, or I am doing it. I do it every day.
Yes, that's true. I am doing it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so then when you're thinking about it, and you've kind of gotten through that first process of, you know, creating that, watching your brain, I can't do this, actually, I am doing this. Then you move into that self-talk that you're going to use during the overeating window. So you are thinking you can do it, then redirecting that hard talk brain. So, like, you do it every day, right? You're doing it every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so then the urge comes up. Your brain wants relief. You do it every day. And then notice, open yourself up to it and feel it, like witness it. Mm-hmm. It's just like a wash through your body of whatever your feelings are. Instead of reaching for the food, you're just allowing. And that's that calm while you're watching the urge. I can do these three things instead of eating. So what could you do?
So I wrote down, and I have started to do one of them. typically when the lull kind of goes down at work, that's when I go to eat. So go to the bathroom and breathe.
Yeah.
A minute to breathe and tell myself that food will not fix this. And then actually Michelle gave me an idea for a fourth one because I do like tea and I can make tea at work. So when I am able to step away, I could make tea, and tea does calm me down. I do tend to have that at night a lot. So that's what I have written down.
Okay. And then on the next page, I'll reinforce my new habit by telling myself these things as a reward. Like, how do you want to love on yourself at the end of sitting through the 90 seconds of the urge, approximately?
I wrote to tell myself, great job for choosing your health and great job for not eating over work stress.
Yeah. And I just want to share with you, that is brilliant. I just want to share with you, like, I use my easy button for all that, my Karini button. And then Yours was amazing. I love that.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Yeah, great job.
Thank you
so much, April.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. And then I have someone, no name, iPhone. Hi, you can tell me your name. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Welcome.
Hi, this is Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't realize my name wasn't there.
Please don't worry about it.
So this is my first time talking to you and only my second time on the phone in a whole year. So I'm a little shaky. My voice is a little shaky.
Well, I just don't bite on Thursdays. I only bite on Tuesdays. So it's your lucky day.
Oh, see? I love listening to you, though. Your voice is so soothing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's perfect for sitting with an urge. I'll make you all a little video.
Zen. Very
calming
zen.
Yourself. Yeah. Okay. Tell me what your common cue / trigger. So your thoughts and feelings that you're working on. Thought and feeling.
So the one that I chose was going to restaurants. For the first time in many years, I've got both of my girls are home in Maine and both of my granddaughters are living in Maine. So All of a sudden I'm going out to restaurants a couple times a week again and going to their house for dinner. Mm-hmm. So I first wrote going to restaurants was my big common cue and trigger. Mm-hmm. And then when I tried to break it down, my thought was, I love the breads and the appetizers. I don't get out often. And the feeling is my first feeling I wrote was entitled. But then as I thought about it, I'm kind of swinging between entitled and deprived.
Okay.
Because what I like are obviously the highest calorie things, which is the breads and the appetizers.
So that's interesting. So you have a couple of thoughts and a couple of feelings. So I don't get out often. And do you want to work on the feeling of deprived or entitled?
I guess entitled. Like I'm out. I don't get out all that often. I'm out. I should be able to have appetizers, you know?
Okay. Entitled. I don't get out that often. Okay, so let's start there. So when you have the thought, I don't get out that often, and you feel entitled, How can you watch the urge when it happens? Because I assume this is happening to you when you're at the restaurant?
Right, and about to, you know, when it's time to order. When I'm on my way there, I'm thinking, I'm going to have chicken, I'm going to have a baked potato, I might have a sweet potato. And then I get there and it's like, and I would love to have an appetizer sampler.
Yeah. So if you were that drone above your own head and you were watching yourself before you ordered, how can you watch it? One way you can watch it.
In a better way than ordering, you mean? So a positive reaction or?
It's more before you even make the decision to order. It's like when you're just having the urge for the appetizers and you're feeling entitled, but there's no time to order yet. The server's not there.
Okay.
And you're watching the urge. What could you, like, when this happens, one way you could watch the urge, what would that look like at the restaurant?
All right. So I'm not 100% sure that I'm getting this. Is this under my plan for positive self-talk or are we
this
not
is
there
on,
yet?
This is, yeah, we're not quite there yet. This is planning for the urge worksheet and we're in step two, but it's the second question. And so for mine, I'll share it with you. I was talking about my thoughts and feelings about a busy day. So such a busy day, I feel tired. And so when this happens, one way I can watch the urge is I acknowledge it. There it is. I'm having an urge again. All my old shitties can come along for the ride. Like you literally could say to yourself, there it is. I'm at the table wanting the appetizers again. I can want the appetizers and not order them.
Okay. All right. I was kind of missing that. I was kind of missing that step. So yes, I feel like if I were watching myself, if I were being very cognizant of my what was going on, I feel like I would be able to say, oh yeah, here we go again. All the plans you make, and the one you're going to focus on is the appetizers now.
Yeah. Okay. So then the next question is, while I'm watching this urge, I can do these three things instead of eating. Now you're in a unique situation, right? You're in a restaurant. So what three things can you be doing?
Well, I kind of feel good about my picks on that. So I could be one thinking that it's wonderful to be out with my family. And I'm setting such a good example for my girls. If I make a good choice, I'm showing them one, how to make good choices, two, showing them my stick-to-itiveness because they know about this program that Nana is on. So three of the things I put about talking with, I mean, that I could do is figure out what I'm ordering. That's put aside. Talk to my granddaughters about their day or about whatever. Sometimes they just want to talk about the fidgets that they're flipping around. They're only 11-year-old twins. So talk to my grandbabies about whatever they want to talk about. Talk with my girls about their lives because sometimes they get lost with all the kids junk that's going on at the table. And have a few good laughs with my four girls because I'm a comedian. I like to make people laugh. I like to be silly. And it makes me feel just as good as food. So laughing is a great antidote to me.
Those are lovely. Those are just fantastic ones. Oh, right? Thanks. Like I've heard people talk about restaurants, like they'll get up and go to the bathroom. They'll sit on their hands. They'll put the menu somewhere. But you came up with these loving ones that had to do with your family. I just think that's fantastic. So then you're welcome. The last question is, I will reinforce my new habit by telling myself these things as a reward. So now you've been having the conversations with the grandkids and the daughters. You've been not eating the appetizers. You've been laughing and enjoying yourself. You literally, the 90 seconds are over, the urge is gone, and you want to look at yourself and be like, wow, I am badass. What do you say to yourself?
I would say to myself, wow, that was such a success. I am so happy to have my girls back in Maine, so happy to be with them twice a week, and I don't need food to enjoy them.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome. I'm glad you came on. Thanks for raising your hand.
Hey, you're welcome. Good night.
Bye now.
Good night. I'm staying.
Good. Okay, Lisa, for sure I can get Lisa in. We'll see if we can get at least two, but here we go. Hi, Lisa.
There.
Oh, so okay. What thought and feeling are you working on?
So I guess being home alone. You know, my husband often plays tennis several nights a week. Not that that's a problem, but just being home alone, I guess the feeling is I'm so bored, you know, and so if I'm so bored, what can I eat?
Okay, so I'm home alone and you're feeling bored.
Right.
So your story is basically like, not that it's a problem you're alone, but you're bored, you want to eat the food. And did you write anything else in step two about your cue and trigger? Is there anything else you added?
I guess when I get to like the pantry or into the fridge, because I'm so bored, I just want it to taste good.
Okay, so you're having the urge, you're feeling bored, and you head to the pantry. So when that happens, one way you can watch the urge, how can you acknowledge the urge?
I guess I could just, I don't have to go to the pantry, but you're saying I'm there already, right? So
well, I guess, maybe you're headed there,
right?
But the bottom line is you're having the urge and you know the pantry is the destination. So how can you acknowledge the urge and not land in the pantry? So I mine, guess, if you remember, was it, I acknowledged it. There it is. I'm having an urge again. All my old shitties can come along for the ride, right? Like mine is very, come on in. There's room for us all in here.
Okay. So this is the point where you wouldn't turn it, like, what I have, yeah, was
this,
like,
this is where you're just welcoming it in right here.
Okay.
You're kind of just allowing it and you're just
like, so I guess I would say something like, I'm bored and I guess I'm just gonna watch it. You know, I'm watching that these thoughts are coming back again, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think there's some work there for you, right? Like this would be a good place to do a little journaling and make how we talked about me with humor and sort of like, come on in, you're welcome. That's my style. But finding that way for you to be like, oh, I see I'm having an urge and like circle back out of the kitchen, right? Like you're headed to the pantry and you can circle back around. I'm having an urge. And then that kind of leads you into that watching, I can do these three things instead of eating.
Okay. I would say for the self-talk, I could say, or what I came up with was, I'm bored, but I'm remembering my goals and I could have it when I plan for it.
Yeah, perfect.
Or also, I have this time alone and I could create something great.
Oh, because that's great.
I crochet. So I do have a place outside of the kitchen, you know, my, like an office with a chair in it that I could crochet. Or if I find that really I'm tired and I could go upstairs and just lay down.
Yeah.
I like to exercise and, you know, I could just go take a walk instead.
That's perfect. And I think if you're going to say, I'll make something great, then definitely put what you're going to make. Like, are you a baker? I'm baking this for my mom's birthday.
Yeah, if I guess I'm crocheting an afghan. Okay.
Yeah. So then you're like really grounded in it. And then the next one on the planning for the urge worksheet is, I will reinforce my new habit by telling myself these things as a reward. So after you have circled the pantry, left the room, gone to get the crocheting or gone to wherever your crocheting space is, you are crocheting, you're looking back at the moment that you just acknowledged that you were having the urge based on being bored. And you're like, yes, I did that. How do you acknowledge yourself?
So proud to be able to use this time to create something new, or would it be, I guess I'm not sure.
Yeah. So I don't know about you specifically, Lisa, but lots of us are not very practiced at acknowledging our successes, right? We jump right into our failures or what we perceive as failures, the negative stuff. And this is that moment where you get to really look back at yourself and say, wow, I just sat through that urge. Like, I actually did that. And so,
I mean, it could be that simple as just saying, I just sat through that urge and I'm on the other side of it. And just to reinforce it, I guess, each time. Like,
yeah. And the reinforcement is
really proud of myself for sitting through that or getting through that urge.
Exactly. The reinforcement is so important because you're creating this evidence bank, right? You're filling up the evidence piggy bank. This is what my reinforcement looks like. I tell myself something amazing, I put $5 in the jar, right? And some people use like beads. We like the money because when we get together at camp, we'll go have a drink or eat together. And there's something about seeing the money build up every once in a while, someone will like want to change out my fives. I'm like, no, those, you go to the bank. Those are my urge fives, right? Like those represent something, right? That's a jar full of fives. So it's the idea that we do, Corinne always talks about doing and delighting, and that looks different for all of us. But this is an area where you could kind of explore. Maybe that's subtle for you. For me, it's the jar, and it's the,
you don't talk like bullshit, you don't eat bullshit, and you don't eat bullshit.
Yeah. Right? So right. Everybody's well, different.
So do you think, just to have, because I think so many of us don't have these positive reward, like words or sentences or thoughts, yeah. Is it like, good to just try to write down some or are there some somewhere?
Yeah, so that's such a great question. So yes, I think journaling about how to acknowledge yourself is an excellent exercise. And the reason I word it like that is because everybody's different. Like Corinne calls it do and delight, and she knows how to do and delight it up. I'm a little bit more introverted and I'm a little bit more, I acknowledged it, like it's a little subtle, but I'm there, I'm doing it. I'm having my own little happy dance in my own way. It's so different for each of us that the idea of journaling and then coming up with some to practice. And I just want you to know the journal, I'm getting out my planner, page 2 of the planner has new thoughts to think on it.
Oh,
they're
right.
My favorite. They're my favorite journal prompts because you literally could be, I'm a person committed to thinking that there's value in acknowledging myself. I'm a person who's learning how to acknowledge myself. I'm a person who's learning how to celebrate myself. And then literally write a whole bunch of things that you want to try to see what celebration means to you. Sometimes it's buying yourself something. Sometimes it's a pedicure. Sometimes it's a mega hot shower. It's a cup of coffee for me at 5 a.m. If like I've had my 7 hours sleep, I will like nestle in with the blanket and my coffee. There's all different things that we feel are celebratory. And that is like a great thing to experiment with.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I am so sorry that we are out of time. If anyone did not get to come on today with me, please go to Ask Coaches. And if you need support, and we will, of course, be happy to support you. Thank you so much for being here, planning for your urges with me. I wish you a lovely evening. And a couple people asked about where we could get the swag. The swag is custom designed for camp. Every camp is different and it gets better each time. So you get this incredibly cool giant box of swag and there's all kinds of crazy things in there. And it's so fun and like exciting. I have them all over my desk. Next time I'm on, I'll give you a whole display of all the swag, but you did get to see my Corinne Easy button today, which is like my favorite. So thank you again. I'll see you all so soon. Bye now.